The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Okay. Well, this is Ron Kermit Winterode II. I'm calling in Alaska, sitting in for John Stoutmiller today. He's, I think, still working on some sort of a project. And, boy, I tell you, we're 45 degrees up here. It's finally, I think, the snow is going away. Another couple of weeks, hopefully. I've had enough snow. If I was had the money, I'd be a snowbird. Crazy world we're living in today. It's just insanity. But we are witnessing a flat-out attack on our democracy, and it's actually our republic. It's on steroids. They are dismantling our republic every day. We're in a pissing match with Russia, so that Russia will line up with China. That's really going to work well. It's got to be Russia, Russia, Russia. I am so tired of the lies. I can't hardly watch these people. I mean, it's unbelievable. They lie with impunity. Comrade Harris, the issue of the illegals is global warming. You've got to be kidding me. What in the heck does global warming have to do with the people crossing the border illegally? See, I like logic. These people say, hey, come on into our country. All's well. See, if I had the money, and I'm not kidding you, I would. I'd get around and take buses, and I'd drop all these MS-13s and all these people off right in front of old Biden's and Kamala Harris's house and Pelosi's and Schumer. I could drop them right off and say, hey, they said, come on in. We don't need borders. We don't need locked doors. Well, And I like what the governor of South Dakota's doing. Said, we're not taking illegals. Where's the rest of them? Saying, how can they force a state to take illegals? They're breaking the law. State's going to have to start standing up. Or we're gone. I'm telling you, we're in trouble in this country. The courts are crooked, corrupt. I know what's wrong with the federal courts, actually the courts of the United States. We have one constitutional court left in the United States, only one. Supreme Court of the United States, because it's in the Constitution, Article 3. And they won't do what they're supposed to do all the time anymore. For some reason. How can I make that type of a statement? Nobody should believe me. You'd think I was on LSD or something. God, it's so easy to prove. I just sent out an email to every senator, every representative in Alaska, lieutenant governor, the attorney general, and my IRS list. And the question is, why did the legislature of Alaska turn over the complete court system of Alaska to the Alaska Bar Association? Why did they do that? Can I prove it? I have, with their documents. They print this stuff. That's what's so crazy. They print their confessions. But people don't want to believe it. I think Mark Twain says it's easier to fool somebody than it is to show or to convince them that they've been fooled. Ayn Rand had another good saying. Reason is not automatic. Those that deny reason can't be conquered by it. Leave them alone. Nobody wants to look at the facts. Just like this shooting now of this 13-year-old kid, an Adam Toledo, the head story on all over the place. It's on the Daily Mail. I go to there, and I'll be even less the liberal rag, but there's a lot more in-depth stories up there in the Daily Mail out of England than you get any place else. White House was already convinced, this cop's guilty. Now, this kid had a gun. I don't know all the facts. You don't know all the facts. Due process of law is irrelevant anymore. What these people are doing, and it's more prevalent in the black community, and that's a fact. I'm not making it up. Candace Owens, really a sharp black gal. Oh, God, I love to watch her. She's got her facts, and she's not afraid to stand up for the facts. The blacks in America comprise about 12 to 15% of the population, and they commit somewhere between 40 to 50% of the crime. Now, what do you think is going on here? And now, all of a sudden, it's all right to resist arrest. Yeah, you can resist arrest. You like this kid. You can have a gun. You can go have somebody shoot at a car. That's all right. Take off running with a gun. And we get down to the thing, and the cop, he's got a split second, with somebody that he knows is armed. Make a decision. Do I go home and see my wife? Oh, because you know what? If they kill a cop, have you seen Black Lives Matter, Antifa, or any Democrats cry over all the cops that are shot? No. They don't give a rat's rump. They don't care because it doesn't suit their agenda. Their agenda is to get racism, race baiters, and the only thing that I can think, they want all cops under federal control. Then they'll be under Pelosi and Schumer and our PAC court, Supreme Court. It's already we got a bunch of people up there that God Almighty help us. They're looking to totally overthrow our republic, and they're gaining. You know why? Because we got a bunch of cowards and people that don't have any knowledge. Hosea in Bible, my people die for a lack of knowledge. They don't know what to do. Why? Why are we in this situation? We had the biggest crime in the whole world perpetuated on the elections. And how do we know that? Because Mike Lindell is a Christian man, and he's got the evidence of China. It was the majorest country affecting our elections. They've got the IP addresses, where they came from and where they ended up and how many votes they changed. That's a fact. And nobody wants to talk about it. The biggest crime in the whole world. They've been controlling elections for decades. These machines. Boy, if you watch The Matrix, it sure... Wonder what those guys did, those two brothers that wrote The Matrix. We are being controlled by machines. And they're using us like battery power. That's what they're doing. And nobody's interested. And you can't talk about it. I just looked. Mike Lindell and MyPillow got, they waived service. And sometime in May, the first part of May, Dominion is one of them that's suing. I was going to have an answer. Of course, they were going after Sidney Powell, and she went after him, said, well, you don't have the authority, the jurisdiction to do this, so we'll see how that. I checked that, and Rudy Giuliani. There's what they try to do with all the bucks that they have and all these big companies are working to overthrow our republic. Apple, Microsoft, Bill Gates, Walmart, Verizon, got all Coca-Cola. They're going after Georgia. I mean, my God, are these people, they have to be corrupt, because a second grader could figure out the bottom line is, if you have to have Delta Airlines, you got to have a dang ID to get on their dang airplane. I just went over and got a, quote, driver's license. So that I can drive the government's car. Do I know it's the government's car? Yes, I can prove it. I just haven't had the time to write the dang lawsuit. There is a manufacturer statement of origin that comes with every brand new vehicle, and I have the affidavit that I have signed many times because I never paid any attention. They give you a stack of papers to sign when you get a new car, new van, pickup, whatever. I don't remember Corvette. God, I had my tongue dragging on the ground. Took me about 4 months to get it. 1967 Corvette fastback. Off-road exhaust, 575 brake horsepower. God, I love that machine. I never read any of it. Where do I sign? Where do I sign? There's an affidavit there. They notarized it. I didn't pay any damn attention. It says I give all right, title, and interest away on this stock, this Corvette. There's a manufacturer statement of origin. They don't show it to me. Comes with every car. They hand carry them to DMV in Alaska, to Palmer up here where I live. I went over to Wasilla Chevrolet because I had spent tens of thousands of dollars fighting the registration. And how did I find out? I went on the internet. You can saw on the internet now. You can go on the internet and check it out. Or if you email me, I'll send it to you. The Anchorage police say they can only write traffic citations for government-owned or government-driven vehicles. That's right, Title 9. Go on, Anchorage Daily, Anchorage Police. It's right there. I did everything. I had over 170 citations. That's right. Most of them all over registration stuff. Back then, they'd haul you off to jail. They'd tow the truck. I even left my 1994 Chevrolet set there till they went to sell it because I had surrendered my registration, and they didn't sell it. Then I paid $1,600 to get the dang thing out of hock. I had more damn money than I did brains, I guess. I don't know. I was just proving a point. Without it registered, they couldn't sell it. Because I was there to buy it. They own our cars. These people that are fighting the right to travel. Go look. I have the stuff. I have the documents, folks. You can get them at your dealers. You may have to threaten them like I did out here at Chevrolet. I said, well, I'll just get around and said, I want to have my lawyers look all this stuff over. Well, we can't give you all that. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I said, I'm going to go out here and picket you. I said, I'm quote, retired. I'll be picket. I'll screw up your damn sales. So they called an attorney and he said, yeah, you can give it all this stuff. Then I saw the first ever manufacturer statement of origin, this property. And guess what? In Alaska, you can go down to the main DMV and go in there and they have a copy of it you can get. But they lie to you and say they destroy it, but they don't. I just haven't got to them yet, but I am going to get to them. I got the documents. Tell me it ain't so. I even got the guy at Wasilla to admit. But they knew we were signing the vehicles away, and they don't tell us. I said, well, he's not special. He says, well, we have to. They want to keep their dealership. He's right. It's in the code in Alaska. So then we have all these right to travel. Well, you're not. We get a certificate of title back from the state of Alaska that this says there's security interest not shown. Really? Security interest not shown? Who the heck has an interest in my, quote, rides? We're driving a government-owned vehicle. This is how they get, quote, jurisdiction. They don't tell you that. I've had a lot of fun with the cops up here, though. Because when I see them, I said, man, I'm glad to see you. They're just shocked. I said, I want to file a criminal complaint. The state of Alaska stole my vehicle, and by the way, you're working for them. You have a conflict of interest. Done 4 times. One time I was up here on where a two-lane goes into four-lane out there in KGB Road. I live on one of the most dangerous two-lane highways out here, 20 miles out. I passed a cop doing 20 miles past the speed limit. Boy, was he pissed. Well, sell a cop. He come up, he was almost shaking. He was so pissed. Couldn't hardly talk. And I did this to him, to give him a driver's license. He went back. I was getting my cell phone ready. He came back and wouldn't get where I could see him and handed the driver's license back and said, have a nice day, Mr. Winrod. Knowledge is power. We don't have a right to travel. We're driving. We are traveling. And we're in their vehicle. That's a fact. I got the documents. Send me an email, IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com, and I'll show you what they look like. I knew it was true. I fought this for years. I surrendered. I got UCC tags. I did a UCC-1. I can still picture the first time I had about 30 sets of those made with the UCC number. And I was driving out on the Glen Highway. Well, I used to because they were after me so much. And I had the groups. As soon as a cop would start, I would get on the cell phone, and within about 5 minutes, I'd have somebody there. Because me and the cops, we had a lot of fun. I learned to keep my hands on the steering wheel because I had a pair of telephone snips for used in the telephone. And they had a cop on each side, and he says, gun, gun! You never know. Back in a minute. Thank you.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
No!
Where are the people that want to fight? God, I fought that registration till I finally, it was so simple. You know what I learned finally? Go to the root of the tree. I said, why don't I start at the beginning where the vehicle changes, or the motor vehicle, whatever you want to call it, changes hands. Duh. What the hell took me so long? I literally spent tens of thousands of dollars. I went to jail I don't know how many times. Left $1,000. I used to carry $4,000 or $5,000 with me in cash because I'd go to jail. They'd take my old blue to the pokey, take me to the pokey, and then I'd have to go get it out and get me out. Oh, yeah. Been there, done that. Like I say, I don't know, about 170 traffic citations. And then I fight all these. And I couldn't figure out the con. I said, what's going on here? I go to court. What we call the district courts up here, in the district court for the state of Alaska. For, on behalf of the state of Alaska. God, they told me right off the top I was screwed. I look back and I said, Ralph, why did it take you so long? I mean, I don't know. These are all learning steps. So I would get found guilty. They got to where they wouldn't even send me the stuff. They just do a default. I can't even drive at Anchorage yet because they're still looking for me. There was about $7,000 worth of traffic fines in there. I think it's down to $5,000 or something now. They changed the thing so that if you didn't have registration, you went to jail because of me. Because, God, I pounded on these suckers. I said, I'm going to get this result. I remember the first time, though, I had those UCC tags on. I can picture that in my mind. It was a woman trooper. She came up behind me, and then she got up, and beside me is on a two-lane road. It's a four-lane, but it was two lanes going out there on the flats before you get to Wasilla. And she got up and looked at the front, and then she pulled me over. And she says, well, I can take you to jail. I says, lady, do what you got to do. She says, nothing. I said, this car is not registered, and I have a UCC-1 filed on it. She was on the phone for a while, so she didn't take me to jail or anything, wrote me up a ticket. I got rid of about 30 sets of UCC tags. What they would do, they would just take them, unscrew them, and take them away off my vehicle. So I just go home and get another set. Until I ran out. And then what they were doing, they would take my driver's license. Wouldn't give it back. Then I'd have to go in, drive clear to Anchorage without getting stopped, hopefully, and get a duplicate. I got on real good terms with the people at DMV. I said, well, I'm back. Troopers just took another driver's license. And then I learned something. I was driving without a driver's license. I was driving without tags. Instead of just taking on one issue, then they haul me off to jail. And if I hadn't had a business then, I couldn't afford to play the game. Because I couldn't have had the bail. They would have kept me. But everyone was $1,000. $1,000 for driving without a driver's license or without registration? Whoa. I had insurance. But I had a business. I pounded that to hell. And I finally got to Wasilla. And I saw the problem. And I'm going to go after him. I am. Then I've dealt with the land issue. Allodial title or fee simple absolute. I looked into all that. We don't own our land. I don't know if that's true everywhere because I've not looked. I mean, how would I know? You can't make statements like that, but I'm telling you, up in the line, we don't own it. So I put in an ad in the paper for 4 weeks, which you got to do, and I sent a copy over to the Mat-Su Borough. No response. Got the certification, put it in the public record. He says, it's all mine. And where did I find this? Blackstone's Commentaries, page 199. You have to have possession. You have to have right of possession, which is known as legal owner. And you have to have right of property, which is the actual thing, equity. Equitable owner. There are three parts under the English common law to have a perfect legal title, or called allodial title or fee simple absolute. So I've been fighting over here now with the Mat-Su Borough. I got around and I did a thing to them, and they got around and made the mistake, somebody, of saying that they have insurance on these foreclosures. I've had to redeem my property twice. I did all this, and I got 4 acres. Up in Alaska, you get, if you're over 65 or whatever the age is, they don't do taxes up to a certain amount. I don't know what it is. They won't give me the second 2 acres, but that's fine. But they said in that they carry an insurance policy back in the business.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart.
Well,
steal
we're back.
Your crown.
Well, I'm sitting with Rob Sentinel. And I'm telling you, people, we got to get some knowledge, fight these people. I'm going to get into what I'm going to be doing to Mr. Biden's executive orders and regulations next hour. I've been fighting these suckers, exposing them, and I've got Alaska totally out in the open. I mean, there's nobody home. There's nobody home. We have one constitutional court in America. One. Do you ever wonder why these courts don't give you the right ruling? They hold no office. There's not even any elections for state officers. How about those apples? Email me at irs@alaskaminuteman.com and I will do the word search on the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, and I guarantee you it's in your state. And what's it say? What does it say? It's right there. They don't hide it. The thing is, we believe these lying pieces of garbage. They're just lying to us ad nauseum. And the thing about Westlaw is I've got the whole law library plus all kinds of stuff available at my fingertips with a computer. I can do more in 10, 15 seconds in a word search than you can spend 1,000 attorneys in the dang law library. Looking for stuff, looking for words and stuff. They're lying to us. The National Voter Registration Act. It's in every state. Well, what kind of elections do we have? The only elections are for, quote, federal officers. It's not me saying it, it's them. That's what they say. Where can we prove it? Got to be able to prove this stuff. Don't hide it. You just got to know where to go look or how to word search it out. Well, we go to the definitions. 52, United States Code, 20502. 52, USC, 20502. Definitions. The term federal office has the meaning given in section 30101, number 3. So we'll get to that. That's the definition of a federal office. The term state means a state of the United States. State of the United States. The subject is state. The object is the United States. It says, so state means state of the United States and the District of Columbia. So the elections are for a state of the United States, which means that we are sitting under as a municipal entity on the definition of state of the United States, and we're on the same par with the District of Columbia. And it says, go see what the definition of federal office is. Okay? Well, let's go take a look and see what federal office. This is in 52 USC 30101. Number 3. The term federal office means the office of the president, vice president, senator, representative, delegate of the resident commissioner to Congress. That's it. The only election under the National Voter Registration Act of 1993 is for a federal office. Okay, so now we have a logic question. Is the governor, your state senators, are they a federal office? Seems like we seem to be having a problem there, don't we? You think? We do. So what do I got to do to vote? We take the 15th Amendment. You got to be a citizen of the United States. Or just like the driver's license, I went over and got a new one. Got to be a U.S. citizen. I scratched it out. Citizen of Alaska. I took it. Didn't blink an eye. Didn't even ask me about it. So what is a citizen of the United States? In the District of Columbia, it's a qualified elector. It's pristine. And if you are, in many cases, you are under the plenary, which means absolute power of Congress. And that's a fact. So I, to vote in Alaska, which I have changed, I've registered to vote as a citizen of Alaska, not that they care. But they didn't say a word. I put my status in the public record. They took it. Am I as a citizen of the United States outside of the D.C. a qualified elector? No. Why? Wait a minute. So that sounds dang prejudiced to me. Because I have to volunteer for that status outside of D.C. in the District of Columbia or the territories or possessions. That's fine. Because you're under the absolute plenary power of Congress within the several states. We're not. We're supposed to be a citizen of that state. Citizen of Alaska, a citizen of North Carolina, a citizen of Texas, a citizen of Florida. Domicile there. Nothing changed at the 13th or 14th Amendment. Nothing changed with the 15th Amendment, the right to vote. They say it has nothing to do with guess what? It just means that when you go to the building, you can't have Black Lives Matter or white supremacists or Asians or communists or whatever flavor out there keeping you from going in the building. Once you get in the building, what are you doing? Has no bearing. It's called the right of suffrage and the right of the elective franchise, and that is only people that have those are called political rights. And you got to be a citizen of one of the several states. And you got to be domiciled in one of the several states. That's the two things, to be have the right of suffrage in their right of elected franchise, to be able to use the right of suffrage, the right of the elected franchise, to vote for somebody that is a state office or even a federal office, holds be an officer of the United States. That's a fact. Don't hide it. We just don't know. Citizens of the United States have no political rights. They don't have them. Courts say so. You have civil rights. What's that? Civil rights are where you can go to court and sue anybody else and they can't take away your civil rights. Political rights is where, like, you go to jail and you're a felon. Well, you can't vote. But they don't they don't want to use the word suffrage, the right of suffrage, or the right of the elective franchise. Why is that? Because it's a cover. It's a con. And we're on a need to know, and we don't need to know. We do not have a constitutional republic today. The first president of the United States that did not take the proper oath was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He inserted his name. The Constitution is in quotation marks. It does not say, I, Donald J. Trump. It says, I, and it goes on. You don't put the name in quotation marks. And this is what they always, when it's put into quotation marks, it means you can't add and you can't subtract. That's why you use quotation marks. Do you know how many people in Alaska have the 41 little words that's in our piece of garbage Constitution? 41 words. As a public officer. First of all, we don't have elections for them. Number two, there's not a one of them has it. No, they always change the words around. But you know what every one of them does have? Because I went down before they quit, so we couldn't get them. We got their employee affidavit. They're flunkies. Public officers have discretion to make decisions without calling up somebody. Employees do not. Boy, I thought I had him. I said, man, I got him. I don't have an oath of office as a public officer. So you know what? I'm going to get around impersonating a public officer. There's no crime in Alaska for impersonating a public officer. Do you know what there is a crime for? Impersonating a public official. Do you know what a public official is? Anybody from the dog catcher to anybody that works in a damn kitchen to the, quote, fake governor. They don't hold public office. They're public officials. So there's no crime for impersonating a public officer. What's our remedy? We're supposed to be able to go to court. We're supposed to have an independent judge. It's supposed to be the law, the rule of the rule of law is supposed to be there. The law of the land is called a due process of law, not due process. Due process of law means law of the land. I'm supposed to be able to go into a court, and I believed that for a while. I'm going to go in there with the law, the code. It's ours is copyrighted. Probably every state is. I'm going to bring it in, but by damn, we're going to get this done. I kept losing in the district court, in the third judicial district. I hadn't figured out yet that I was in the Alaska bar courts. Then I would appeal, my first right appeal. Oh, Ralph, you can appeal. So I go to the Superior Court for the state of Alaska and the third judicial district. I didn't bother to look up what those things meant. And I'd lose. And then you go to the Court of Appeals or the Supreme Court, and they say, no, you got one chance, you lost. But the Superior Court is never cited. So that's how they keep the lid on everything in Alaska. They don't cite the Superior Court because, number one, I finally started, you know, I keep doing the same thing over and over, and I'm not getting anywhere. There must be something wrong with my damn logic. There was. I was going into court set up by the Alaska Bar Association in 1974. The legislature started off, they always start off, they start off with a third district venue, the land. 1974, the Alaska Bar changed it. The third judicial district, and called them administrative districts. And they print it right in their first in front of their charter. And then they have the attorneys sign up a Rule 5 and a Rule 64 oath. You can't go outside of the Alaska Bar and keep your card. I had a very prominent black attorney. He was helping me with some of this stuff. He said, I can't, it ain't going to change, Ralph, till you, the people, wake up. He says, I ain't going to do it. I'll lose my bar card, and the wife will divorce me, and I'll be homeless. He's somewhat right. We have been conned. So what did they do? They started off with in the Superior Court of the state of Alaska. In 1974, they changed it in the Superior Court for the state of Alaska. So the court is for the benefit of the state of Alaska. And they changed the venue from the land, third district. It's still in the code. They still codify it. They don't hide it. But you'll look at the court, and everybody's using third judicial district, administrative district of the Alaska Bar. And they print it, and they even say that with that they're modifying it. They don't hide it. Well, no wonder I wasn't getting anywhere. I'm going up against a bar member and a judge that's beholden to the damn Alaska Bar. Boy, that makes a lot of sense. Why would I do something like that? Because that's ignorance. I thought, boy, I find out. And then I found out they have to have a civil commission. Barbary versus Madison. You have to have a civil commission signed by the governor telling you what job you're going into and stuff for the judges. I found one in the federal archives for Alaska, 1966, one they hadn't purged. And then I looked at, well, how do these judges get there? They get a letter sent from the governor that says, thanks for accepting the appointment. He's thanking them for being appointed. But wait a minute here. The code and the constitution for the state of Alaska says the governor has to appoint you with a civil commission. They don't have them. I got a letter from them saying, we don't do civil commissions. The constitution says so. Code says so. Well, in the Alaska Bar administrative district, they don't need them. I said, God, we're in trouble here. Where do I go for my remedy in Alaska? I'm screwed. I even put a judge under citizen's arrest once on a driver's license issue. That was a hoot. Of course, he got even with me. He put me on for a driver's license thing. I was trying to help the Chickaloo natives, and I learned another thing. You cannot save those that do not want to be saved. I was trying to help the Chickaloon Nation with their driver's licenses for the deadbeat dads, the ones that weren't on drugs and alcohol. And they got a $3.2 million grant, and they set me up. And this judge, I could have went and got an Alaska driver's license. I just bought one of theirs. He gave me 6 months in jail. 5 months suspended, $5,000 fine, $4,000 suspended, and a 5-year probation. Every year I had to go in and not get in trouble for 5 years, or they were going to put me back in the pokey for 6 months. Oh, he screwed me. Big time. It's all right. I get even. I don't do forgiveness. That's not what I do. All it did is make me say, I am going to find out what the hell your game is. And if there's any way I can bring you down, I will expose you and I will bring you down. So I sent out the other day to every senator and every representative, all the borough people and my list, the issue on the courts. I said, why has the legislature and the executive surrendered to the Alaska Bar to make definitions and create a court, a whole new court system? I didn't know they had that power. It's called an integrated bar. And what does that mean? Alaska came in on an equal footing with the other states, not the original states. If you come in with the other states, which is what they're trying to do in D.C. and, I don't know, Guam or Puerto Rico or those, all you got to do is go read the bill. God, it's right there. You will not get any counties. You won't get any sheriffs. And there's no separation of powers. The bar definitions, they use them as though the legislature is doing something. I mean, they made up a whole court system, renamed it, and called it administrative districts, and that's where everybody goes, and nobody does anything. I haven't heard one response out of one of those people yet. I just said it out yesterday.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, it's Ralph here. We're back. And Melissa, you have a question or a comment about something that's going on in our Chi-Com? We did. Okay. Well, I guess she can call back, Melissa. Didn't have to hold too long there. It was only a couple of minutes, whatever. Can you believe this? We have a guy that has dementia or Alzheimer's or something in between. We have another, and he's unbelievably, this guy is dumber than a rock, never done a damn thing. And we have Comrade Harrison. She's supposed to be going after the big problem that we open up all the border to everybody, and she says it's global warming. I mean, this stuff is... these people are beyond the insane asylum, the crazy. And then we have the largest crime that's ever been committed in the world. A complete overthrow of a constitutional republic with bonus elections. What did they do? It's called Fruit of the Poisonous Tree. God, that's a well-known issue. You cannot use the fruit of the poisonous tree and then go on to justify it. Well, let's say you're back. Got a question or comment? You may have to hold on. We go over the break. What's your question?
Am I on now?
You are.
Oh, great. Okay. Hi there. Good afternoon. Good evening. Whatever it is. Okay. Hi there. Since you were talking about elections, this question is now up your alley, whereas I wouldn't pose this to you when you're discussing taxes because I just wouldn't expect you to know it. But let me ask you this. I have been, maybe I've asked you this before and I'm asking again. I've been researching for a little while now if there is an actual definition of Republican and Democrat within the 50 states. And in Washington, D.C. And I tell you why I've been doing it. I don't know whether word reached you through the grapevine about this, but within the last 2 years, the Tennessee Democrats, they disqualified a candidate. They would not allow a candidate on the Democrat ballot. And so that leads me to believe that in some states, there is a definition of Republican and Democrat. Have you come across a definition of Republican and Democrat, or is it simply a box checked on a voter registration application? Because I have not really come across definitions of what a, and I guess what I mean by definition is when there's a Republican and it's defined, it means that there are assumptions that you can make about a Republican, and also the same is true when you come across a Democrat where there is a definition of Democrat, you can make assumptions about that Democrat. So go ahead. And it might also depend upon the office, the elected office, if there's a definition,
well,
but go ahead.
I just typed it in. There's not a, the thing is, a they're technically both private, by the way.
Yes.
They're supposed to be what a Republican is supposed to be. Is supposed to be more in line with a constitutional republic. Up, I hear the music, so we're going to have to hold on.
We need leaders to lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. We must take America back.
We must take America back. Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.